Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Raise your hand if you've gone into Mass and you've heard this. Crank it up now.
Fight for your right to party.
Block party time. And joining me in studio, you know, people stop me in the street. They go, Father Tom? I go, no, it's Steve. Because we're practically twins. Father Tom Hurley is here. And the world's largest block party coming in Chicago's original street festival. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. 35 years ago.
Yeah.
What else was happening 35
years ago?
And look
what you've done. Look what you've done. Now everyone has a street festival.
I know. That's the problem.
So the traffic
problem.
We got
the best one, though.
The traffic problem, we blame you.
Well,
in the summertime, can't get anywhere. It's your fault.
Blame me for everything.
How are you, man?
Good, really good.
Nice to see you, Father.
Nice to see you,
Steve. Nice to have you here. You know, you blessed this studio.
I did.
We just passed 1 year.
That's right.
Just had our 1 year anniversary of sorts.
How's it going? Is it everything pretty holy and good here?
Ever since your blessing, I think we're okay. All right, so give me a little history on the block party.
Well, 35 years ago, my predecessor, Father Wall, went into Old St. Pat's. There was nothing. I mean, it was a desert over there in the West Loop. And likewise, there might have been about 50 people that were going there to church on any given weekend. There was no income. There was nothing to do. So you figure, I'm going to have to get some revenue to get this thing off the ground. So he grew up in Chicago like the rest of us. And you block off a street, you get a little music and a little adult beverage and bring some good people together. And lo and behold, 35 years later.
I don't say this being flip at all. Was he a marketing genius? It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, he's pretty, yeah, blue chip marketer. Yeah, he's really smart.
So you see a problem, you fix it by figuring out the answer to the problem, but then you got to put it into play. The people that were involved with the church then, they go, excuse me, you want to do what?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there was nobody down there.
Right.
I mean, you're going to invite us to this area that was known as Skid Row? And it's like, yeah, absolutely. And 5,000 people came that first
year. Is that right?
Year. Yeah, 5,000.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They had the Stanley Paul Orchestra on a flatbed truck. They had draft beer, and it went till all hours of the night, and people had a great time.
Well, it's going to take more than beer for Catholics and others to show up, so what else is happening?
Well, what else we got?
We got music?
We got music. We've got food, of course. Food trucks. Everybody loves the food trucks these days. We've got stuff, because there's so many families in the West Loop now, we've actually got stuff for families on Saturday afternoon from like 2 to 6.
I see the music list here. Motown Nation's good. I don't see you as a Motown guy. I think you're probably taking that hour off, Motown Nation.
Well, if you see,
are you a Motown guy?
I am. I like Motown.
Yeah.
I do.
What's your favorite kind of music, Father Tom?
I like pop. I'm kind of a pop guy.
Like, who's your favorite artist? Your Lady Gaga?
Yeah, big Lady Gaga. Okay. Yeah, you know, little Justin Timberlake or something, or Bieber?
Me.
How about Bieber?
You like Bieber?
Yeah, Bieber's good.
Oh, you should have stayed at Gaga. Motown Nation, The Walk-In, Seventh Heaven, and 16 Candles all playing. That's a pretty good lineup of music.
It is a very good lineup. They're great local talent, and they always put on a great show, all of them.
Now, what is your role while all of this is going on? I mean, the planning is extensive. Once the planning's complete and you're ready to, you know, let the good times be had by all, what do you do?
I'm the, you know, I gotta shake the hands, you know. I'm the people guy, you know. So
throw a little guilt out there. I haven't seen you on a Sunday lately. None of that.
I always get up on stage saying, "We'll see you all tomorrow," right?
Yeah.
Right? And I wink at him, right?
It is this weekend. What time you want to start this thing?
We're going to start it on Friday at 5 o'clock, and we'll go to 10:30. And then Saturday, we'll start it up again at 2 and go till 10:30 on Saturday.
And then Sunday, it's back to work.
Sunday, it's back to work. We'll start that at 7 a.m.
That block party kid zone is a good idea, too, because it's kids. It's something cool families can do with the younger kids.
Absolutely. And we have so many families that come down, and it's from our school, from Francis Xavier Ward, from our religious ed program, but also from the West Loop. There's just tons of families around us now, which is great. The West Loop is so different now than it was 35 years ago.
Worldslargestblockparty.com. Have we reached a point where the West Loop is so different and is blown up the way it's blown up?
What?
You would like to drive people away? I mean, you would like less people to come in at this point? Is that the goal? I don't want to speak for you. That's not the goal?
No. I don't know if you know this or not, but I read something a couple months ago in the Trib that said that the West Loop has the most millennials in that neighborhood than any other neighborhood in the United States.
I think it's probably true.
Oh, I think it's true.
Yeah.
They can't build those buildings fast enough over there.
No, and if you drive through there and see the apathy, I think it's apparent that there's a lot of millennials in that particular area.
Yeah, a lot of apathy.
I love millennials. World's largest block party again starts tomorrow night, goes through the weekend. How much are tickets?
You know what? It's just a mere $10 to come in and then
That really is a great price.
It's a great price, absolutely.
$10 gets you in, and then free entrance from 5 to 6 on Friday. I don't know why you're starting off with a bunch of people. They've worked all week. They're bitter. They're going to come over for a happy hour, and you're letting them in free. 5 to 6, that's when you hit them with the big number. You want to get in? $100. $100 to get you in.
$100 for a raffle. We got a pot of gold. Obviously, that's what makes it a Catholic event, because you have to have a raffle, you know?
And you could do that online, or do you have to be there?
You could do that online, yeah, absolutely.
At World's Largest Block Party?
World's Largest Block Party, .com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't really reviewed any of the notes, have you, started, though? You haven't looked at a thing, have you? But you're a busy guy. I got it. It's okay. World's Largest Block Party, .com. What do the VIP tickets get me? That's $55. What happens if I give you $55?
Well, I tell you what, that VIP section is going to get you kind of an elevated kind of platform.
Seating.
Tented seating. Your own porta potty. Better food.
Oh, porta potty at a street festival with access to a potty. Are you kidding
me? That's worth the $55 right
there. That's absolutely worth it.
Forget the food and drink. The porta potty is that's the selling point.
All right, 35th annual. Again, we want you to be there. You have to stick around because we have to talk about everything else in the world in just a minute.
I'd love to.
All right. Father Tom Hurley's here. And you know what? Let's plug the core business. Tell them what you do on Sunday. Come to Mass.
Thing called Mass.
Yeah, come to Mass.
Come worship the Lord.
For those of you that have maybe strayed or have wanted to come back.
You're always welcome.
In all seriousness, you looking for a church home? This is a wonderful place.
I think it's a great place. Old St. Pat. We draw people from 200 zip codes. I think we've got some great energy down there. It's a great place.
Service is Sunday. What time?
7, 8, 9:30, 11:15. Come on, it's getting better.
7 a.m. That's very early for me on the weekend.
5 p.m. and 8 o'clock in the evening.
Do you do all 6 shows?
No. No, I'm like you, just a couple hours.
Exactly. Well said. 9:21, more with Father Tom early in just a second. WorldsLargestBlockParty.com for all information. Make sure you go. It's going to be a fun weekend. And it looks like you're going to get a break on the weather. The weekend weather looks scary. I think we're going to be okay now.
I hope so. You better tell Tom Skilling this is a matter of heaven or hell for him.
Father.
We've had some good weather.
Father, Father, I'm going to do what I can.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Father Tom Hurley's here, World's Largest Block Party at Old St. Pat's this weekend. It seems like we talked about this last time, but I have to ask you again because the world needs some optimism.
Okay.
We're tearing at each other. It's not I'm right, you're wrong. It's you're wrong and you're stupid. It's all of those things. You know, your opinion doesn't matter to me because my side's right. And until you come to my side, you're wrong. I sometimes think, bring me some more Country Town lemonade because the old man's on the porch. But it does seem worse than it's ever been.
Absolutely. And don't you think, just look on social media.
It's awful.
It's awful. But there's no dialogue on social media. It's strictly accusations and nasty comments. And
the anger.
We've lost the sense of being dialogical, talking to one another.
Is that because...
And respecting one another. We may not agree, but...
Right.
Can we at least respect and talk about it?
Yeah, and if people gotten away from God, whatever your God is, whatever your religion is, your particular religion is, if people gotten away from it, or are these people that will still come to church on Sunday and act like nothing's wrong?
No, I think there is certainly people are adrift when it comes to, I think, organized religion. But I think it's more than just organized religion. I just think people are adrift when it comes to even their own spiritual lives. And a sense of the sacred, a sense of the divine. And it just seems like seems to be more absent, you know? And because, you know, if I just lift up my phone, I get all the answers, you know?
Right.
I'll go to the God of Google.
Yeah,
Google will give me all the answers.
And the key is, once you find somebody that agrees with you, never look at anything else. Because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one big echo chamber.
Yeah.
You know, I believe in the far right, I watch Fox News. I believe in the left, I watch MSNBC.
Right.
And by the way, the other side, they're completely wrong. The far right and the far left are the problem, but take it out of politics. It's what you said. It's the comment sections on web pages. It's people who post pictures of their kids and say they're proud of them, and then anonymous people rip your kid.
Yeah, it's awful.
I don't get it.
It's awful. It's nastiness, yeah.
So for
we've got to become a kinder, gentler people. You know, we really do.
And I guess it's just ask the question, right? Would you want it to happen to you?
No. No.
You know, would you want people saying those things about you?
Who'd want to be on the receiving end of that?
Don't hit send.
No. Think about it before you hit it.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is parents, don't assume your kid's not one. Don't assume. And by the way, some of the parents are obviously doing this as well. But don't assume your kid's not involved in this, because the bullying that goes on now of kids is tragic.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Yeah, you hear about it, too. It's at a young age, too. That's
right.
Terrible. What kind of foundation is that?
What do you do for, in all seriousness, what do you do for youth ministries? Do you guys talk about social media and stuff like that?
We do. We've got a really robust outreach to those in their high school years. In fact, we've got the first of our four, work tours, or kind of they're out there serving. They're in Kansas City right now, a group. I think they're working with Habitat for Humanity. But I'll tell you what, the neat thing about it with our high school kids, they want to do it. I mean, we had to add trips because, you know.
Well, that's great.
Let's look to the optimism here. I mean, the good stuff, the grace is out there, is that we've got young people that do want to serve. They may not be really nuts about formalized, you know, sitting in mass on Sunday, but they do want to serve, which is really very, very exciting. And the conversations, because I usually go on one every summer, and the level of conversation is terrific. And you know the other thing, too, is the rule for the trips is you leave your phones at home. Can't bring them.
And nobody's fighting you on that.
Nobody fights you on it.
Isn't that cool?
We have a waiting list for kids that want to go. High school kids that want to go.
That's tremendous.
But, and they know it. No phones, no electronics.
And they're still signing up.
You have to be there for one another. Absolutely. They love it.
That's very cool.
And it's good quality conversation. And talking about social justice issues, like, why am I so lucky and I get to live in a nice home, and then here we are in another part of the country and people are living in squalor and in poverty.
You know? All jokes aside, too, with the millennials care more about changing the world than they do about making money. Gross generalization, but there's a lot of truth in that gross generalization.
Oh, I believe that. I really do. I do believe that. Yes.
I see it in my own kids.
Millennials and young people they want to do good for others.
Right.
Yeah, that's very encouraging.
We're about to raise the class level. Anna DeVlantis is in studio with us.
Hey, guys. Oh. Good morning. I love this conversation.
You know Father Tom, right?
Of course I do. Hi, Father Hurley.
Hello, Anna.
And I know that because my daughter goes to the school connected to St. Pat's, and they take it very seriously. And she comes home, and she actually challenges me to think about things that I otherwise wouldn't have because of what she learns in school.
Yeah.
And what?
Well, that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I just love it. The kindness, that kind of thing, the pay it forward, be mindful. I mean, all that stuff. She comes home, and she starts a conversation with me. It just makes it easier.
And our trademark at Francis Xavier Ward, diversity, huh?
Absolutely,
I mean,
true.
It's not just a Catholic school for Catholic kids. It's a Catholic school that hosts this beautiful interfaith ecumenical reality. When I was a kid growing up, I thought everybody was Irish and Catholic, and this beautiful school is one that we celebrate the diversity. It looks like Chicago. You know, these kids have various cultures and socioeconomic backgrounds and religious diversity, and that's the world into which we want to try to form them.
And they encourage people to bring your personal stories forward and tell the class about what it is you celebrate and how you do it and what your traditions are at home. It's an education.
Well, that's really smart too, right?
Beyond math and science and English.
Because you can get the shyest kid in the room, but if you give them a chance to talk about why their family's fun or special or whatever, I'm sure they step up.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you're doing good stuff, Father Tom.
I'm trying.
Not like this.
Hey, can I tell you one? I heard the other day it was pretty good.
What's that?
Well,
because I have one more for you, too, but obviously it's your show. Go ahead.
The Monsignor was having a healing service, an anointing service.
Okay, what happened then?
Well, he asked the congregation, is there anybody in particular that might have something that you really need healing for?
Sure.
And so Tony came up and said, Father Monsignor, could you pray for my hearing? And so the Monsignor leaned over and placed his hands on his head and on his ears and just prayed ever intensely, and it seemed like eternity. And finally, after a few moments, he said, well, Tony, how's your hearing? And he said, well, Monsignor, my hearing's not for another couple weeks.
Ripped from the headlines? True story? Well done. Well done. And by the way, don't think for a moment I didn't have that instinctive response where you started the joke and I'm going, is he going to work blue? Do I need to hit the delay button?
Oh, no,
he's better than that. Before I let you go, don't you want to wish somebody a happy birthday this week?
My mother. My dear mother.
She and a big milestone birthday.
Huge one. 90. She's the...
Yeah.
Thank awesome. You.
What's her name?
Marianne.
Sitting
Hurley.
Ovation for you, Marianne Hurley.
Happy birthday.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Got a big party for her on Sunday.
You want to blow the surprise what you got her for a gift?
No, I can't.
Because you haven't bought anything yet. Come on.
You're killing me.
Well, you're busy. You got the Black Friday this weekend. It's great to see you.
Thank you so
and, you
much.
Know, anytime you need a big mouth for anything, we're here. Thank or more you. Specifically, I'm here. worldslargestblackparty.com for all things related. And if you've not been to Old St. Pat's for any reason and you love a beautiful church and you have respect for that kind of thing, pop your head in.
Please.
So, nice to see you, man.
All are welcome. Thanks a lot.
Happy Block Party.
Thank you.